I need to begin by just saying it's actually great to preach to faces rather than to a camera. And I'm guessing for many of you, rather than having to watch this on a screen of the computer or of the TV or even maybe on an iPhone or something like that. So know of how much joy fills my heart to have all of you here. And my brothers and sisters, you know, this time of quarantine has been a time of great, you know, for me personally, anxiety, kind of this pressure, kind of this also, you know, this heaviness in which, you know, being separated from other people has really brought out the importance, though, of knowing that we are a communal people, that we really do strive to be in relationship with others. And the thing is that's what the line from our second reading, "He who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." You see, there's been a pandemic going on much longer than the coronavirus. It's been from this almost the beginning of time. It's been the pandemic of sin. And in sin, we begin to quarantine ourselves from God. We hide ourselves in the darkness of sin, separating ourselves not only from God, though, but from one another, because sin has an effect upon our relationship with God, our relationship with others, and even our relationship with ourselves. We turn in so much on ourselves that we begin to exclude everyone else. We prefer to sit in darkness and separation. But the thing is God comes to us in that darkness, into our sinfulness, and calls us out of it, into his wonderful light of grace, of love, of virtue, into his being. The Lord sees the greatness in us, calling us to himself, because we are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own. Notice those words there, though. A chosen race, a holy nation. That's in the plural, in the way of there's multiple people. We're in relationship with God and one another. We are brought out of the darkness of our sinfulness that has separated us from others and from God by the grace of God, because we are being built into a spiritual house, the temple of the Lord, with him as the cornerstone. He is the foundation. And that's the amazing thing in this, that as we are called out of the darkness into his light, he comes even more into us. He enters into us and becomes the foundation, so that as we are being built up, it is he doing the work. You know, I look at this church, and people have congratulated me for it. I don't deserve it. I didn't build it up. You did. Your stewardship has been able to be able to glorify God in this beautiful space so that we may worship the Lord and lift up our hearts to him. This is your work, God, brought through by God and his grace at work in you. And you see, the Lord then looks into your hearts and he desires to build you up even more. He wants to continue to construct you into something even more magnificent than this, because you are eternal, meant to be in heaven. in his loving embrace. Because that's why Jesus says, I am going to prepare a place for you. There is a place already for you in heaven. He has prepared that place. As he's continuing to prepare a place there in the heavenly kingdom, as he works upon your heart and builds you up into that spiritual house, so that he may have you dwell with him for all eternity, as he dwells right now in you, the one who is the way and the truth and the life to the heavenly Father. And so, my brothers and sisters, when we sit in darkness, when we have that isolation of our sinfulness, may we turn to the Lord Jesus. May we begin to feel his healing rays of mercy, of love, that come pouring out upon us, especially in the sacrament of confession. And may we receive that mercy and allow him, the cornerstone, to once again be the foundation of our hearts, so that God may build us into that perfect spiritual house he desires, so that we may be with him and he with us today and every day of our life and for all eternity in the place he has prepared in his heavenly kingdom for you. Praise be Jesus Christ through his mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.